Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word. Come on, y'all. Let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's Miss J in the morning show.
Hit me.
Miss J. Miss J. Miss J. In the morning. Miss J.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. It's your girl, Ms. J, and it's a new week, a new day, a new morning. Good morning. You have locked yourself into one of the best morning shows in the world. That's right. I said it because it's true. We are streaming live right now on blogtalkradio.com, also iHeartRadio, iTunes Podcast, Apple Podcasts, the TuneIn app, Stitcher, Smart Radio, Podbeam, Himalaya Radio, basically what I'm trying to tell you, no matter where you are in the world, no matter where you want to get your podcast, make sure to download Pumps Radio, P-U-M-P-S. Shouts out to our sponsoring organization, Pumps for Women, Inc. Every woman deserves her pumps. P-U-M-P-S, purpose, uplifting, mentoring, positivity, and sisterhood. Congratulations to all of the new sisters of Pumps. Pumps just completed a new induction of members through a pandemic. We are still prospering. We are still thriving. And so are you. Every man deserves to support every woman in her Pumps. You want to get more information about Pumps? Make sure to log on to www.pumps4women.org. That's P-U-M-P-S-F-O-R women.org. Not .com, y'all. Not .com. .org. It is me, Ms. J. And this is Ms. J in the morning. I love that you guys love that. Shout out to DJ Maestro One. Go DJ. That's my DJ, the producer, creator of the theme song. Ms. J in the morning is almost a decade old, y'all. I've been doing this for a minute. I ain't new to this. Don't worry about it. Just true to this. And I'm so thankful for those of you who have been dedicated listeners. Those of you who are new to the show, you are in for a treat. As always, don't worry about missing a show. Now, I want y'all to lock in with me live. Yeah, I want y'all to get it. I want y'all to get it live. I want you to get it raw. I want you to get it right. But if you didn't make it on time or there's one of your favorite shows you want to listen again, make sure to download your favorite podcast app and you can listen to all of the archive shows. So don't worry about it, y'all. Make sure to share, like, subscribe to all of my social media. You want to find out how to get in contact with me? The only link you need is my link tree, __ Empress J. I serve you as the dream doula. That's right. From conception to birth, I deliver, helping you manifest the life that you dream of, the life that you desire, the life that you deserve. Also log on to the dream doula, doula.co, not .com. CEO, make sure to log on. You can get that information on my Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can jump in my DMs while I'm on the show. I got a lot of people asking a lot of questions about shows. This series that I'm promoting, series that I'm pushing, series that I'm supporting with Liberty, Just Us For All, Freedom for Black Voices, right here on Ms. J in the Morning, has featured a ton of community leaders, leaders in the Black community, Black voices, Black people sharing their experiences living while Black here in America. And although some people are saying, you know what, I'm tired of hearing it, I'm tired of seeing it, I don't want to do anymore, it keeps happening. I'm tired too. We're tired too. We're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and we don't want to go through this anymore. So what do we do to make it stop? We have to change policy. We have to change laws. We have to rebel against a system that is created to oppress a people. If all lives matter, then all lives should be equal. And all lives are not equal here in America. Thank you, everybody around the world, for supporting me and using my platform, offering my platform to share my voice. I get up every single day excited, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, to help support you, to help get you through another day. And y'all help me get through every single thing. And I am so grateful. We started the show off with Gawapale, Closer, getting closer to my dream. So we got some music coming up. Going to talk about some things that still going on. Today is a special day, as every day. We also have the first sip coming up. Those of you who are new to the show, it's an opportunity to give yourselves a pat on the back. Also, the Miss J area code check-in. So those of you who want to get on this, call into the studio, 515-605-9320. Again, 515-605-9320. The Miss J area code check-in is my opportunity to rep your city and give you a shout-out. So tell everybody to tune in. It's Miss J in the morning. We're getting back to some music. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some current news. Things that are crazy and still happening, but we're still rocking just like cranes in the sky. We'll be right back after this.
Away. What up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
The dawn's early light. Miss Jill Scott, my petition. Thank you for those of you who are jumping in my DMs with some love. Got questions? You know what? Today I am going to take time to answer a lot of your questions online. But I want to make sure to give a shout out to all of you who are tuning in right now today. So make sure to share that the Ms. J area code check-in is coming up soon. So if you want me to give you a shout out, make sure to call into the studio, 515-605-9320. If you can't call in right now, it's okay. Put your area code into my DMs and I'll go ahead and include it. Then right before Jill Scott, my petition, Solange, yes, that's Beyonce's sister, Cranes in the Sky. It's Miss J in the morning. Good morning to everyone who has tuned in, locking yourself into one of the best morning shows in the world. And I'm so excited about it, so grateful for it. It is time for the first sip. If you're new to the show, don't worry. This is one of the best parts. I know there's a lot of best parts, but this is one of the best. The first sip is your opportunity to celebrate you. Right here on Ms. J in the Morning, where we OD on positivity, I want to make sure that you are doing a self-check. Self-love is a necessity. It is essential. In order for you to survive and to make it, you have to. You must. It is critical. It is a requirement. You are obligated to love on yourself before anybody else. So since you're up already, feeding yourself some good music, joining me with good vibes, we are going to take the first sip together. Now, if you're not new to the show, you know I always say it. The best part of Ms. J waking up is Folgers in her cup. Now, this is a no judgment zone, judgment free zone. I don't judge you. So if you drink tea in the morning, water, juice, a smoothie, maybe you got a little mimosa going on. Maybe you listen to me during happy hour and it's okay. I want you to raise your cups, raise your glass, raise your mug, raise your tumbler, whatever you got, raise it high to say salute and cheers to you. Put your name there. Cheers and salute to me, not Miss J. You put your name there. Cheers and salute to Miss J. Cheers and salute to whomever you are, wherever you are, for making it to another day, for making it through another night, for getting up with determination, for getting up with strength. You might have shaken a little bit. Maybe you tossed and turned last night. Maybe you had a nightmare. You couldn't sleep well. You got a lot on your mind. There's a lot of stress in the nation right now. There are a lot of tensions going on around the world, but you, sir, you, ma'am, that are listening right now, you are still here. So you deserve this opportunity to give yourself a pat on the back. Let's not talk about what still needs to be done. Let's not talk about the laundry you haven't done. Let's not talk about the things you procrastinated on. Let's talk about what you have completed. Let's talk about what you are doing. And even if it's not being done yet, let's talk about your plans to do it, to have a mind to be better, to do better, to be greater, to live greater is what's going to keep you going each and every day. Your life matters. Yes, all lives matter. You matter. You matter to me. No matter if you're black, white, blue, green, yellow, purple, or orange, or any hue in between, you matter to me. And I'm thankful that me and my caramel skin, my black life matters to you. So on this first sip, we are going to say cheers and salute to ourselves, our lives that matter. So let's raise our cups, glasses, mugs, tumblers, whatever you got. If you're drinking it out of the jug, I don't mind. And let's take the first sip together. Y'all know I go in for a second sip. All that coffee in the morning gets you up, gets you going. No matter what it is, make sure you drink responsibly. Make sure you do it with an open heart. Make sure you take time to laugh today. Make sure you take time to smile today. I love sharing positive tips to help you prosper during this pandemic, to help you keep moving during these times. While I'm feeding you the facts, I also want to feed you love and joy. So keep smiling, keep laughing. Do you know that laughter actually helps release endorphins that reduces stress, lowers your blood pressure, burns calories, help you lose weight? So, hey, I'm on the laughing diet, y'all. Join me as well. today's show, I wanted to make sure that we are open. We are continuing to share truth with what's going on in America, what's going on in our nation. If you are sick and tired of hearing about police brutality against unarmed Black men, innocent Black women, then I am sick of it too. You are joining the rest of us, and you agree that enough is enough. And right after George Floyd sparked a revolution around the world, another innocent Black man, and this is just one that made the news. Please hear me. I am not ignorant enough to know that there aren't others that don't make the news. There are countless of innocent Black men, melanated men and women that are disappearing, that are losing their lives at the hands of racists. That's it. At the hands of racists. There are racists in uniform. There are racists in the community. There are racists with cell phones. There are racists all over the place. And unfortunately, that's where we are right now. And I believe that's where we've been for centuries. The challenges that our nation is having right now is that technology allows us to expose it. Technology allows us to record it. Technology gives us more evidence and more proof of what the truth is. And for those who have been living under rocks, those who have been in denial, those who have been living in their bubbles of privilege, it's a shock. And a lot of them are embarrassed. Even some of us, when I say us, I mean Black people. Even a lot of Africans in America, African Americans, Black people, melanated people, however you want to label yourself, we have been denying ourselves the truth and ignoring the truths that have been going on. So here's another story that have made headlines. Rayshard Brooks, a Black father who left a party, had been drinking, and did the responsible thing. He did the responsible thing and pulled over in a Wendy's parking lot in Metro Atlanta, Georgia, and went to sleep. He wanted to sleep it off. He didn't want to drive drunk. He wanted to obey the law. And so the management of Wendy's called the police and said, "There's a man sleeping in the car." Footage has been released to show that he was compliant. He was communicating. He was not belligerent. And yet again, another life lost. So as we speak, there is a live footage on The View, a lot of news reporters, live footage of the streets of Atlanta, Georgia, my second home, filled with protesters, people marching in hurt, in anger, in frustration that right after George Floyd, right after we screamed out, right after we cried out, right after we said enough is enough and this is going to stop, yet again, it has happened. Just a few days after George Floyd has been laid to rest, it's still happening. Those of you who want to get more information about what's going on, I'm going to share it on my Facebook page to keep you guys abreast to what's going on in our nation. I'm going to make sure to continue this series. I'm going to make sure to bring on guests, specialists, experts, leaders to discuss what we can do as a nation, what we can do as a people, what we should be doing, and what is in place for us to continue to fight for not only lives mattering, but lives being equal. That's the difference. It's not just my opinion, it's evidence. That people believe that all lives matter, but a lot of people that believe all lives matter do not believe that all lives should be equal. They do not believe that they will sacrifice their lives for another person that looks different for them or outside of their family. They do not believe that everyone should receive equal rights, equal pay. Color, gender, sexual orientation, a lot of people that are screaming all lives matter do not believe all lives are equal. And that right there is what we should be fighting against. We're going to get back into some music. I got the Ms. J area code check-in coming up. I got a few people asking me some questions, so we're going to get that going. And if you guys want to ask some more questions, make sure to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Slide in my DMs. Go ahead and let's have this discussion. We can do it. We can do it. We shall do it. It's Miss J in the morning. Here's some music, and we'll be right back after this.
Standing here.
Right here to get you up, get you going, get you motivated, get you knowing, get you showing, and get you growing. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. You can catch me live Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern on Ms. J in the Morning. Make sure to download your favorite podcast app. You can catch me on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, iTunes Podcast and Apple Podcast, Stitcher Smart Radio, Podbeam, Himalaya Radio, no matter where you want to get your podcast, make sure to download and follow Pumps Radio. That's where I'm featured. So right before the break, I talked about those of you sliding my DMs. Good morning to those of you who are listening on your computer. Those of you who have called into the studio, you dialed in 515-605-9320, and there you will become a part of the Ms. J Area Code check-in coming up in just a second. But I get a lot of questions. I get a lot of people that listen to the show. They want to know. They want to inquire. They want me to expound on a few things. So I want to give a shout-out to those of you who have asked, hey, I've been searching Ms. J in the Morning on iHeartRadio, and I can't find you. I've been searching Ms. J in the Morning on the Apple Podcasts or iTunes, and I can't find you. Well, the reason why you can't find me is because the station is Pumps Radio. Pumps Radio is the station. Ms. J in the Morning is the show. So thank you for those of you who trying to connect and want to stay connected, and it's okay. It's okay. We're only human. But I want to make sure that you guys get it and get it right and get it while the getting is good. Ms. J in the Morning is on Pumps Radio. You want to find more information, those of you who have been asking, what is Pumps? How is Pumps? How do I get involved and volunteer with Pumps? Make sure to log on to pumpsforwomen.org, P-U-M-P-S-F-O-R women.org. There, You will find more information about the organization. It is a 501c3, meaning it's tax deductible. So all of your time, all of your donations, all of the money that you have donated, that you wish to invest into an organization that's proving to serve women and children globally, can be eligible for tax deduction. If you guys are still dealing with taxes, you need some ways to invest, some ways to support the community. You're looking to help people on a community level, on a local level, to help women and children who are challenged in this pandemic with just keeping things going. We have a food pantry, community closet, services that are being rendered, members that are offering virtual classes as well for free. More announcements coming up. So log on to the website, pumpsforwomen.org. PUMPS, purpose, uplifting, mentoring, positivity, and sisterhood. Every woman deserves her pumps, and every man deserves to support all women in pumps. Those of you who are asking more information about my services, those of you who have asked, hey, Ms. J, how do I get a one-on-one with you? How do I connect with you? How do I manifest the life that I dream of, the life that I desire, and the life that I deserve? Well, I'm glad you asked. You can log on to my website, thedreamdoula.co, not .com, .co. It's not a typo. I didn't forget the M. The dream, D-R-E-A-M, doula, doula.co, the dream doula. There I serve you. I deliver from conception to birth. Anything that you want to do, I serve as a success coach. I serve as a business, well, entrepreneur strategist and business consultant. So those of you who want to get more information about that, you want to write a book, you want to get involved in the community, you have a lot of ideas and dreams during this pandemic, you have an answer, a solution to a problem, look me up. Let's talk. You can be eligible for a free one-on-one with me, thedreamdoula.co. Thank you so much, everyone. There you can also find my calendar. Special announcement, those who have booked me for in-person interviews, events, hosting and those type of things that had to be postponed or canceled or rescheduled due to the pandemic, we are opening up little by little. I want everyone to stay safe. The coronavirus has not gone anywhere. It is still there. Numbers are skyrocketing in different states because everyone feels as if the state has opened up. Maybe the coronavirus is gone. No, the coronavirus is gone. There is still no absolute cure for the coronavirus. Those people who have contracted the virus are still battling, fighting for their lives. Lives are still being lost. Loved ones are still mourning. So I want everyone to still be safe. Please, please wash your hands. Keep hand sanitizer. Take Clorox wipes. A lot of stores are restocking. Please wear your masks. Please just use common sense. Make sure that the elderly and the children are protected. Those who are have immune deficiencies, make sure that they are taking extra precautions. So out here in California on the West Coast, and I know a lot of states in the United States have opened up, and now movie theaters are opening back up, malls are opening back up, and a lot of places where people want to gather, even at the beaches, you need to be careful. The virus has not disappeared. The virus has not gone anywhere. Just because it's not the top of the news reports doesn't mean that it is irrelevant. I want you guys to make sure that you are staying safe, okay? Okay, okay? Every morning, I love getting up and joining you, and I want to make sure we have many, many, many more mornings to come. It's now time for the Ms. J area code check-in. For those of you who have called in, you guys are repping yo city, and I want to say and give y'all a shout out to say thank you to those of you who are calling in. If you're new to the show, I never get this part right. I never get it right. I think I have a pretty good flow until it's time for the Ms. J area code check-in. So not only is it an opportunity for me to say thank you to those of you who are listening, it's an opportunity to, for me to help you laugh. You know, you get a good laugh out of it. Life is serious. A lot of serious things are going on. So why not? Why not take a moment to laugh? Don't take yourself too seriously. Take a moment to laugh at yourself too. So if you want to get in on this real quick, 515-605-9320, 515-605-9320. Shout out to Stacia Mobbs. If you guys missed Stacia Mobbs being featured on this show just a few days ago or last week sometime, make sure to go to the archives, Black Wives WIVES Matters. Man, when I tell you, the switchboard was lighting up, everybody was going in talking about Black marriages, Black wives, and our roles and positions as wives in Black marriages, Black relationships in the Black community. Right after that, we talked to my brother Sincere out there in Atlanta, Georgia, who was fighting the good fight, talking about marriage and love in the Black community. So I want to give a shout out to Station Mom. She's checked in, repping at 602. Thank you for signing my DMs. I love you. I love you, boo. So now it's time for the Miss J Area Code Check-In.
Hey. Oh, oh. It's time.
The 916-709 and the 602 and the 206 and the 843 and the 925 and the 313 and the 510 and the 404 and the 818 and the 504 and the 225.
Everybody in the 808, ha, ah, 216-702-414,
go ahead and dance with it.
317-214 and the 281, 334-205, I see y'all, 318 and 601, 203-804-402, 301-904-407.
It's the Miss J Area Code Check-In. I'm so thankful for all of you who are calling in. We're going to get into some music right here, right now, talking a little bit about what's going on in the community, answering your questions. Those of you who are sliding in my DMs, it is okay. I am thankful for those of you who are not Black, the non-Blacks, others, other hues, other, you know, cultures, wanting to know more information about it all and wanting to know my opinion. I want to say, hey, I want to say what's up. A lot of people are asking questions about spiritual leaders in the Black community. We have a show coming up where we will discuss that with spiritual leaders. I am not a spiritual leader in the community, so I do not want to speak on behalf of churches and spiritual leaders in the Black community. Therefore, I have a book, a special guest who can do so and who will do so. So make sure to stay tuned to the show, to my page as well, to get announcements on our special guests coming up. So any questions that you have about churches, spiritual leadership in the Black community, I don't consider myself a spiritual leader in the Black community. Therefore, I cannot and shall not and will not speak on behalf of churches and clergy in the Black community. Those people who have been asking questions about past shows and how to get in contact with certain guests, make sure to log on to my Facebook page, Instagram, as well as Twitter, and you can get information there. Thank you so much for all of you guys giving me a shout out. I did post on my Facebook page while the show was going on live footage, what's happening right now in real time in Atlanta, Georgia, about another killing, another life lost, another innocent, compliant Black man losing his life at the hands of a racist in police uniform. Unapologetically want to say that. I also want to share, normally I do not listen to a lot of TMZ news. TMZ loves to share a lot of drama, but there are times that TMZ will give straight truth and straight facts and be one of the first to report it. Those of you who are fans of SNL, Saturday Night Live, the show, Jay Pharoah, a very talented impressionist, meaning he does a lot of good voices. He impersonates a lot of celebrities that we loved, shared his story. And TMZ is there to report it. I'm going to share this story on Facebook as well. But, you know, a lot of times when we see these things happening in the news, we feel as if it's only because maybe these people were, you know, antagonizing, these people were irritating the police. You know, these are regular guys that are just hanging out. But celebrities like Jay Farrow, who has entertained presidents, and Jay Farrow, who has toured the world, you know, one of the upcoming fastest rising comedians of our time in this time, was guns drawn on him by LAPD with a knee on his neck, just like George Floyd. He shared his story with TMZ. TMZ reported it. He shared his story live. Former cast member of SNL Saturday Night Live, Jay Farrell was jogging down a San Fernando Valley street when multiple LAPD cops pulled their guns on him, ordered him to spread eagle on the ground, and one officer then put his knee on Jay's neck. Jay says all because he matched a vague description of a black suspect wearing gray, a black man wearing gray. I mean, come on, y'all. Jay posted the video this past Friday and said that the incident went down approximately 1 week before Ahmaud Arbery's murder. Do you guys remember the young gentleman who was gunned down by two racists who are now in custody awaiting trial? He says he was getting exercise, wearing noise-canceling headphones when he saw the cops approach. Now, this is where the comedic part comes in, because he says he thought whoever they was after was in big trouble. And then it dawned on him that they were after him. Luckily, they didn't start shooting immediately. The cops told Jay that he fit the description of a suspect. Here's the description: black male wearing gray sweatpants and a gray shirt. I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure there are thousands upon thousands upon thousands, I would even say hundreds of thousands, of black men, white men, Asian men, Hispanic men, Indian men, wearing gray sweatpants and a gray shirt, jogging, getting exercise. There is security footage that shows the incident going down. Jay Farrell was handcuffed, knee put on his neck, just as if the same as they did George Floyd. He explained to them and tried to plead, just like many black men. You've got the wrong guy. He told them, Google me. Look me up. Like, you don't have to listen to me. Just look my name up. Take a moment to listen and look me up, and you'll see you got the wrong guy. He says the cops released him just a minute later. I want you guys to see it from him. But Jay, taking this public, says that it could have been him. He could have been Ahmaud Arbery. He could have been George Floyd. He could have been the next victim of police brutality, or racist ignorance, as I like to say, stupidity. So a powerful statement from Jay Farrell. He says, I'm a black man in America and my life matters. Black lives matter. TMZ did contact LAPD, and they said that they seen the video and they're investigating, of course. I'm going to share this on my Facebook page. Those of you who are connected to me, make sure to comment. Let me know what you think. I am open to all comments, discussions, and those type of things. But right now, into some music. We got a little bit more show left. Let's get into some music. It's Ms. J in the morning.
My way might not be your way, but it's okay.
Yeah, I used to go to church, but the church didn't quench my thirst. Mama taught me to put God first, but she never tried to block my search. I was curious, young but serious. Why is religion so mysterious? Why is black life so hard? They say you're not supposed to question God. Well, is it okay to question the pastor? Was it passed down from the slave master? It was only the truth I was after, but I never could get a straight answer, so I couldn't relate to the sermon. Put down the Bible, then I start learning about life. Didn't know where the path would lead, but I had to get off my knees.
My way might not be your way, but it's okay. It's alright. Your way might not be my way, but it's okay. It's alright.
I feel with the five percenters on the guard within us, it's no limits. Studied the Matunetta from Kemet, all saw remembered. Smoked herb with the Rastafarians. Grew my locks, became a vegetarian. Following the Tao, filling with the Babalawos. Jewels being handed to an innocent child. My mind is a Buddhist temple, the truth is simple. I try to be principled, walking with a warrior spirit. Ain't nothing like learning from first-hand life experience. I'm a realist, that's all I deal with. Respect and truth, that's all I build with. A child of the universe, my religion is life and it's just as valid. I strive for balance.
My way might not be your way, but it's okay, it's alright. Your way might not be my way, but it's okay, it's alright.
I gotta admit, I don't know, in the end, which way it's gonna go. While we sit by the project window, instead of living off the land with my kinfolk. Is there even a master plan, an unseen hand, is God a man? Some say that's sacrilegious. Same folks selling us lies about Christmas, Santa Claus, and the Easter Bunny, just so the capitalists can make money. They say God will take care of it, but you a terrorist if you say the same thing in Arabic. It's so hypocritical. It's a miracle. Listen to the message in the spirituals. Wade in the water, I'm following Miss Tubman in that turn. I'm praying for my freedom and headed for the border.
My way might not be your way, but it's okay.
Rod Ush out of Atlanta, and you're listening to Miss J in the Morning.
Pull up in motorcades. I got a show today. It's all I'm trying to do. Hustle and motivate. Choppers to throw away. Hustle the overweight. That's why they follow me, huh? They think I know the way. So I took control of things. Falling the solo way. And if you pattern my trend, I make you my protege. Slossing that soldier race. You don't know them days. Take you in back of the buildings. Make you expose your rage. Take you across the tracks. Make you explode the face. Now you official now. But you got a soul to save. I just been cooking that new. I'm about to drop in a few. Think if I call it the great, the people gon' call it the truth. I ain't really trip on the credit. I just paid all of my dues. I just respected the game. Got my name all in the news. Tripping on all of my moves. Quote me on this, got a lot more to prove. Remember I came in this shit, fresh out the county with nothing
don't
to lose.
Don't listen to nothing, no. On the ground, oh, you. But I don't do it for shit or nothing. No, no, no. Not at all, you. But my money real. Yeah.
deficit, that issue never rest. Passing through stages in life, through the ups and the downs, like it's all just another test. Live by the rules like a freak of rest. I got respect in 100 sets. Too many chains, need another chest. Playing no games if it wasn't chess. Come from that cloth that you couldn't stretch. Come from that surfer you couldn't test. Heavily pressured and under stress. Even those niggas ain't sure we was a mess. Honest intent playing to the left. Judge a young nigga in the body and chest. That's just no action, what they expect. Only thing we knew for sure is the bang is set. I'm living basic, I'm taking risks. What they saying, I'm saying this. Don't waste no time, it don't make you rich. It don't mean nothing, so fuck them, let's make a grip. Double up, triple up, make assists. Falling so hard you can play a shit. Lead to the lake if they wanna fish. Make sure the nigga is around you, stick to the script. It should be written in stone. You should come visit my dome. Don't take my word, double check all of my flows. Ask them how hustle got on, but who fuck you are? This for who walked down that road. Sold everything but they sold. Straight off the curb. Real nigga rich as you nerds. Addressing whom and make it so.
Don't do this for nothing. Nah. When they count on you, I don't do this for nothing.
Hustle and motivate. Nipsey Hussle, RIP. Another black man gunned down, not by police brutality, but just another life lost for stupidity. Right before that, Dead Prez, No Way as the Way. My way may not be your way. It's okay. It's all right. It's Miss J in the morning. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in today. I am excited again for yet another opportunity to start my day off with you. No matter where you are, no matter who you are, your life matters. And I believe, I stand for equality for all people. There's no judgment here on earth. We are not God. If you even believe or subscribe to God. So please, people, today, learn something new. Love on the people that are around you. In the words of Dr. Maya Angelou, one of my biggest heroes, be a rainbow in someone else's cloud. Today is your day to conquer, prove your creator right, prove yourself right. Today is the day to get it done. So go out and be beautiful. I'm going to end the show with Molly Music, Beautiful. And I look forward to talking to you guys in the morning. It's Miss J, and I'll talk to you in the morning.
Ooh, it's a blessing to see people with their heads up to the sky. Honestly, for the same people, life can be so real. I'm amazed by all your strength, I am. And I'm grateful you come through, yeah. So I take this time to stop a moment and show my gratitude. For you, I put my lighter in the air for you. I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through. Put my lighter in the air, the truth is you're beautiful, 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 beautiful. Now put your lighter in the air for us. Everybody singing together, sing a new song. Put your lighter in the air for love. It's beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.